With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Big banks are cautiously eyeing Senator Elizabeth Warren's bid for the White House.
They don't feel like she sees the world the same way as they do, obviously. So there's definitely some fear, I think, on their part that they're going to be back in Washington's crosshairs.
Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Ackerman has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. President Trump's State of the Union address will take place next Tuesday, February 5th. The speech, originally set for January 29th, had resulted in a public back and forth between the president and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She'd asked the president to postpone the speech due to security concerns amid the government shutdown. The U.S. has levied criminal charges against Chinese telecom giant Huawei, including allegations the company violated U.S. sanctions on Iran and stole trade secrets from a U.S. business partner. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker announced the charges on Monday.
As I told high-level Chinese law enforcement officials in August when I visited their country, we need more law enforcement cooperation with China. China should be concerned about criminal activities by Chinese companies, and China should take action.
Huawei has effectively been banned from doing business in the U.S. since 2012, after U.S. officials raised concerns its equipment could be used for spying, which the company has repeatedly denied. For more on the latest charges against Huawei, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. The U.S. has announced new sanctions against Venezuela's state-owned oil giant, a move designed to empower opposition leader Juan Guaido against President Nicolas Maduro's government. The Trump administration says the actions will block $7 billion in assets and cost Venezuela $11 billion in lost exports. Last week, President Trump recognized Guaido as the legitimate head of state. Google and Amazon are looking at ways to expand into the electricity business as home automation expands. The companies are looking at ways to expand smart speakers and also to other home devices connected to the internet, like thermostats that can give them data on consumer energy use. Still to come, why big banks are concerned about Senator Warren's presidential bid. Big banks are cautious about Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren's 2020 bid for the White House, considering her role during the financial crisis and recent statements she's made about banks still holding too much power in Washington. Joining us now from Washington with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Ackerman. Andrew, let's start during the financial crisis, where Warren really rose to prominence going after big banks and arguing successfully for more regulation.
Yes, she did. And she's most known for a 2007 article where she kind of outlines the idea of a consumer financial protection agency that the Obama administration kind of ran with when the Dodd-Frank law was being implemented. And they kind of courted now Senator Warren to be an advocate for Dodd-Frank and for that part of Dodd-Frank in particular. And she came to Washington. She was already in D.C. to help oversee a TARP, the federal bailout program, and you know, both things she kind of used as part of her rise of prominence. And she ended up running for the Senate in 2012. And this has always sort of been in her wheelhouse, these broad, you know, financial issues, but particularly consumer protection.
And certainly as a member of the Senate Banking Committee, she's made important moves on this issue as well.
Yeah, I think her supporters and her detractors alike say she's done an incredible job leveraging her position on this committee that oversees the biggest banks and their regulators. And if you watch the hearings, kind of, you know, periodically the banking committee will call up bank regulators or bank officials to testify about a variety of issues. But the sort of pivotal points at those hearings often revolve around when it comes time for, you know, Senator Warren to have her five minutes of questions. She comes in very prepared, more prepared, I think, than other senators on the committee. She also has an extensive understanding of this industry. She's gone after people. She doesn't feel like regulators are tough enough on big banks. She'll kind of ding them in the hearings. She's gone after officials too. Wells Fargo comes to mind. She's very good at challenging the credibility of people who come before the committee with a sort of anti-regulatory or a deregulatory approach. She's very effective, I think, at undermining their credibility. She'll say, you know, right before the crisis, you came before Congress and testified and said, you know, there's no problem with the banks. And it turns out your bank, you know, accepted TARP money. So why should we, why should we believe what you're saying now? And she's done that with, there's a bank called Zions Bank with the CEO. That was sort of one of the more pointed hearings that she's had in the last Congress.
So given that track record, what can you tell us about Warren's current policy proposals when it comes to regulating big banks? What do we know about what a potential Warren administration could look like?
It gives us a lot of details, actually. We know that she wants to break up the biggest banks by reimposing this Glass-Steagall, it's called, where investment banks and commercial banks are separated, or they used to be separated. She wants to reintroduce that. She wants to give workers a certain percentage of board seats on corporate boards, which is something sort of modeled off of, I believe, what happens in Germany right now. She wants companies to disclose their political spending activities. That's been a flashpoint over the years, and so she's pressed regulators to do that. During the Obama administration, that was a big focus for her. She didn't think the Securities and Exchange Commission was tough enough on big banks that they oversaw. And so that's something else that we can expect from her, is that she will nominate personnel or regulators that will probably be a lot tougher on big banks than certainly the Trump administration has been, and even probably more adversarial than Obama appointees were.
And now let's turn to the other side. What have you been hearing from big banks about their concerns?
There's a general sense of trepidation from banks. A lot of bank officials, Senator Warren's populism isn't their cup of tea. I think there's a sense also that she'll use the next year or 2 years on the campaign trail. Her rallies will be this megaphone of anti-bank messaging. And I think that's what they're probably most fearful of, that they, if you talk to bank executives, they feel like they've changed significantly from 10 years ago during the crisis. They have much more capital, they're much safer institutions, and they were in the penalty box for years paying fines related to the crisis activities. And they don't feel like she sees the world the same way as they do, obviously. So there's definitely some fear, I think, on their part, that they're going to be back in Washington's crosshairs.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Andrew Ackerman joining us from Washington with more on how big banks are responding to Senator Elizabeth Warren's 2020 bid for the White House. Andrew, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for the Wall Street Journal.